Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of BI Systems. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence Concepts in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the essential components that comprise a business intelligence, BI, system, including an overview of BI system architecture, data sources, ETL processes, data warehousing, and BI tools and analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the key components of a BI system and understand how they work together to provide valuable insights for business decision-making. Main content overview of BI system architecture. Business intelligence systems are designed to transform raw data into meaningful insights, enabling organizations to make informed decisions. At the core of a BI system is its architecture, which typically includes three main layers: data sources, data storage, and data presentation. Data sources, these are the origins of data, which can include internal sources like databases, spreadsheets, and CRM systems, as well as external sources such as social media and market research reports. Understanding where your data comes from is fundamental for accurate analysis. Data storage. Once the data is collected, it needs to be stored in a way that allows easy access and analysis. This is generally achieved through data warehousing, an organized repository that consolidates data from multiple sources. Data presentation. The final layer involves the tools and interfaces that present the data to end users. This is where visualizations, dashboards, and reports come into play, allowing users to interpret the data effectively. Together, these components work cohesively to enable businesses to derive insights from their data. Data sources, ETL processes, and data warehousing. Understanding data sources is crucial in the BI process. Data is often scattered across various platforms and formats. This is where ETL, extract, transform, load, processes come into play. Extract, the first step involves gathering data from various sources, which can include databases, flat files, and APIs. The goal is to aggregate all relevant data in one place. Transform, after extraction, the data must be cleaned and transformed. This step ensures that the data is accurate, consistent, and formatted for analysis. For instance, removing duplicates, correcting errors, and converting data types are common transformation tasks. Load. The final step is loading the transformed data into a data warehouse. A data warehouse is a centralized repository where data is organized and structured for query and analysis. It facilitates efficient reporting and allows for historical data comparison over time. Data warehousing is vital as it supports the analytical processes by providing a reliable, consistent data source for BI tools. BI tools and analytics. Once the data is prepared and stored, the next step involves utilizing BI tools and analytics to derive insights. There are various categories of BI tools, including reporting tools. These tools allow users to create reports based on the data stored in the warehouse. They provide a snapshot of performance metrics and trends, making it easier for businesses to monitor their operations. Data visualization tools. Tools like Tableau and Power BI enable users to create visual representations of data. Visualizations help simplify complex data sets and highlight important trends and patterns, making the information more digestible. Analytics tools. These tools offer more advanced capabilities, such as predictive analytics and data mining. With analytics, businesses can forecast future trends based on historical data, enabling proactive decision-making. These tools are crucial for making data-driven decisions and empowering users to explore the data interactively. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the key components of BI systems, including the architecture that supports data collection, storage, and presentation. We delved into the significance of data sources and ETL processes, as well as the various BI tools that facilitate analytics and reporting. By understanding these components, you are now equipped to identify how they work together to enhance business intelligence and support strategic decision-making. Reflection questions. How do you envision utilizing BI tools in your current or future role to improve decision-making? What challenges do you anticipate in managing data sources and ETL processes within a BI system? Reflect on a time when data-driven insights influenced a decision you made. How did that experience shape your understanding of BI?